Aye, you better believe it. The 1-2s are working. I'm not working. I've just finished, and I've just finished for a week, and I should be doing stuff to get ready to go on holiday. I thought there's no better way than to get involved and ready and revved up for such holidays before doing any packing. What is it? Just toothbrush, wallet, nothing put in that anyway. And well, that's it, isn't it? That's all you need. The only way to get ready for holiday was to record a 10-minute show of nonsense, which I think we shall. We kicked off with a little bit of this last week from Jimmy, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it when I find my page. All right, that's enough of that, Jimmy. Don't go on about it, will you? Honestly, I will tell you though, this is Dude Talk, the radio gig. It's episode 6, part 4, August 2026. We've got some fool's gold coming your way, but right now it is Dude Talk, the radio gig. Indeedy. And what is Dude Talk? Well, it's a walk and talk support group. Once a month, a bunch of like-minded folk go for a walk. A mixture of dudes and dudettes, young and old, fat and thin, large and small, in what is what started as a simple gesture, a nod, if you like, to mental health or well-being, as some folk prefer, me being one of the preferables. Either way, it has evolved nicely. It's great to be in the outdoors. We're just shooting the breeze, man. You know, like breathing it all in. And you're welcome to join us if you're ever in these ear parts, if you know where these ear parts are. Dude Talk will also have its own page on radioprimco.com soon. But when I get round to it, yeah, I've only been saying it for 9 months. So don't rush me, man. Now, because we played this last week, let's get some info on our man Jimmy. Now, herein lies the confusion, as Jimmy, who was born Johnny Allen Hendrix this week, November 22nd, 27th, sorry, to be exact, in 1942. This week, well, it depends when you're listening to it, doesn't it? And when this was recorded. Anyway, he recorded Red House in December 1966 in London, because he's a dude. And after growing his little Richard moustache, he said he wanted to do with his guitar what little Richard does with his voice. And I'm sure we can agree, he managed it with bells on. Ding dong. That's a little nod to, is that Little Richard or was that the other one I'm thinking of? My Ding-a-ling. Now, who was that? That's going to bug me. I can't think of it. Chuck Berry, maybe? I'll come back to you on that one anyway. But Wishbone's Jailbait, which was the song we played afterwards because we couldn't play all of this one because we didn't have the time. It's a far rockier number for this slot. And there's a 1971 classic from this iconic band, which is Wishbone. 1971, by the way, if you ever happen to look it up, is probably the best year ever for music. Anyway, they recorded it in September on the Pilgrimage album, Wishbone we're talking about, which paved the way for the 19-date tour of the UK in 1972, where this week, back then, they were in Wolverhampton, but today, now, live, they're playing in Brighton. They were when this was recorded, and we can't remember when that was. But 40 years on, or maybe 52, as the case may be, they're still at it. I don't know, they could be dead and buried by now. And they're accompanied by none other than Uriah Heep. Now, trivial is that. Right, because I'm going to Spain. Hi, Spania! Let's have a message from our friends.
Bootlace walking holidays. Sierra Nevada, Spain. Not just a walk in the park. bootlace.com.
I tell you, yeah, and what turned out, what I thought this would be a nice quick 2 minute show to, you know, get me distracted from packing 17 pairs of shorts that don't fit me. It's turning into a forever show. Anyway, let's have a little bit of knees up with our old mate, Mother Brown. That's right, it is Christmas. It's always Christmas. It officially started on the 1st, which is all the kids around the globe know. This is the advent calendar opening day. Also, my birthday. And that's the silly season. Why are we talking about Christmas? I should be under the table. E-I-E-I-E-I-O. That's where we should go. And a better way, though, to reel in this frolicking festivities with the fall of a season that has to unwind every Friday. It is Friday. It's Friday. There we go. I knew we'd get there somewhere, some kind of connection. And I would rattle on here about TGIF at Skipper's in Phuket. Happy hour, 5 till 9. Great specials and the superb tire and Western favourites. And live music every week. Kick your bum up the upstarts and have a little bit of a... What I should be saying is, why are we listening to Phuket News? If you've got something you want to say, spin us a spin and I'll play it for you. In the meantime, it's PDK Corner.
How I long to be there with Marie, who's waiting for me there. Every lonely city where I hang my is half as pretty as where my baby's at.
Hi, you better believe it. It is the Peter K Corner, very Cooper-esque, except this is a Peter Cook quote, which is a cross between Kay and Cooper, but without the K. Wrong, all wrong. We're going back to 2005 and a slice of vocabulary. No. Wrong again. We've done a full circle. It's back to Tommy Cooper, but with some new ones. I wish you'd keep up. Tommy says, a new Middle East crisis erupted last night as Dubai television was... he didn't talk that fast and he didn't talk that rough. And he did things that you can't replicate on the radio. Anyway, Dubai television was refused permission to broadcast the Flintstones. I think where we know where this is going. Should I bother? Do I need to carry on? A spokesman for the channel said, yeah, let's carry on. A claim was made that people in Dubai would not understand the humour. But we know for a fact that people in Abu Dhabi do. Oh, I've lost my soundbite. It doesn't matter, we'll crack on because we've got some... Crazy Fool's Cottage Pies, direct from Crazy Fool's Kitchen. Do you know what? Instead of putting my cottage pie slot here, I should be putting in my books. Crazy Fool's Cottage Pie books. Nothing to do with cottage pie, but they are two books, and you can eat them if you want to, because they're made with real pages of real paper. And if you're caught short anywhere, whether it's going in or coming out, you can use paper as opposed to Kindle. Well, that's my angle, and that's when I'm sticking to it. You know what I'm saying? Or it could stick to you as well if it's coming up. Not with these pages, they're fine. And just an off-white cream colour. And they contain lots of words full of stuff that you might have been using them for. But one is a book called Durban's Bread. It's a second edition. It's absolutely beautiful, man. It'll make you go like... Well, I had a correspondence with a machine the other day. All week, I'm going to post stuff about that when I get round to it. It's been very interesting. I'm suitably impressed by some AI. The other book, anyway, I'm running out of time, is Tales from the Hip, Mexico. Yeah, time's getting away from us. Now and then, there is a fool such as I, and we've got some fool's gold coming your way. Little nuggets of pure grit in gold colour, but the pyrite. I got another message from my mate. He talks about pyrite as well. Pyrite's gold. Oh, I should be putting that in. I need to be stop working, stop talking about Spain, stop packing my shorts, and get some things organised. OK, can tell you, though, that Rita Hayworth's real name was Margarita Cansino. How cool is that? Why did she change it?
To love and how you say like we are.
You are indeed. I can also tell you the black and white spots of the Holstein dairy cattle are like fingerprints. No two cows have the same pattern of spots. Put that in your proverbials and blah, 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 and a little fake straw. And our last little nugget is from Edgar Allan Poe. Bit of a dude. He was a dude because he was expelled from West Point Military Academy for turning out on a public parade wearing only his white belt and gloves. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been a little slice of Fool's Gold. We're going to go out with a tune for no other reason than I just haven't heard this for ages. And I want to, all right? It's White Denim and Pretty Green. Keep it turning, keep it wheel, keep it radioprimco.com. I'll be back next week, maybe. No, the week after. I don't know when. Sometime. Ta-da.
Right before I met you, things were getting pretty green. I was on an upswing, though I could hardly hear a thing. I was looking up, looking out. Remember the most recent things that I forgot. Well, I-
Radio Primco. It's all about the meat.
7 minute abs.
And music.